Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the cost of charging an electric car at ESB public charge points is going to rise by as much as 67% from the 20th of December, having already risen by up to 47% in May. And that increase means that for the first time, fueling many electric vehicles will be at least as expensive as diesel. In some cases, it could be even cheaper to drive a small petrol-powered car. So are we losing the incentive to go electric? We sent our reporter Brian O'Connell to meet some EV drivers at ESB charge points over the weekend in Cork City. And Brian asked them how they felt about increasing prices, beginning with this taxi driver who lives in an apartment complex, so he doesn't have access to a charge point at home.
I use this charger every day, and I've been using it now for like 14 months. It's that I live in an apartment and I can't charge from home, so I have to come here every day. I have the car 14 months. I have the account with eCars Connect, so I can actually make it up exactly how much it was costing me. This is a taxi, as you can see. I do the same shift that I used to do on my diesel 12 Avensis, same hours. And at the time when I was buying diesel back in August 2020, it was costing me between 100 and 120 a week. That's when diesel was 130 or 140 a litre. This was costing me 41 euros a week compared to 100 or 120.
Before the price hike?
Before the price hike.
So it was a no-brainer really for you?
It was a no-brainer for me. I know with the new increase, I can make it up. That's coming on the 20th of December. It's going to cost me basically about 120 extra a month. I'll get from zero to 100%, it'll cost me about 14 euros. And for that, I'll get 230 kilometres. Diesel will probably cost me 26.
How do you feel now?
It's still value for money, plus the maintenance costs are way down.
You're on a subscription service with ESB, so it's slightly cheaper than pay-as-you-go.
Cheaper, yeah. If I could do it at home, it would, even with the recent price increase, it would probably cost me 20 cents a kilowatt.
Because you can put it on a night rate.
Put it on the night rate. You can only stay on fast charges for 45 minutes.
After that, what happens?
You can stay on as long as you want, but if you go over to 45 minutes, there's a surcharge of 8 euros. They call it a late stay.
And that's to stop people parking up here for a couple of hours, going off doing their shopping.
Yes, and in my opinion, they should charge them 80 euros.
It should be more to prohibit people.
Yeah, because people do it. I'll stay here now for 44 minutes, right? If there's nobody here, I'll disconnect and I start again.
So what would your advice, Paul, be to people who might be considering switching from the diesel or the petrol?
Well, the infrastructure is a problem. If you can charge at home, it's the way to go.
Well, Brian also met a woman plugged in near Blackpool in Cork, and she was charging before driving from Cork to Wexford. And apart from the price increases, she took issue with the charging network.
For me, it'll still probably work out better for us, but it's obviously, when we initially bought a car, we didn't think things would jump as high as this, basically.
So have you an idea how much it might cost you extra?
Well, what I would normally charge maybe for half an hour, it'll probably be an extra 15 euro maybe.
I think for a lot of people, you might pay that little bit extra for the EV at the moment.
Yes.
But you factor that into your budget because you think, I'm going to save here.
You would save long term, but we didn't realise that this was actually going to happen.
And are you in a situation where you use the public chargers a lot?
I am, yeah. I live in Wexford, so if I'm commuting around, I have to basically charge in one of these, no matter where I go, it would be Cork or Dublin or wherever. I always have to use the ones at the garage, the ones that thing.
So a bit frustrating, I'd imagine.
A bit frustrating. And obviously a lack of them around the country as well, basically.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I've been in Cork City this afternoon and tonight.
Yeah.
There's essentially about four of these types of chargers in the whole city.
Exactly. It's crazy. Like, you know, you're running around looking for them, and like, this is one that was convenient for me. But other than that, like, again, there should be more of them around.
The other thing I've noticed is cars still parked and plugged in when obviously they've been charged.
Yeah, that's very unfair. But now I would always limit mine. I know I'd never go over the 45 minutes, never ever. I'd always pull out, and that's it, like, honestly.
Because there are financial penalties.
Yes, there are, yes, yeah. I know, because we're on the scheme that if you pay the 4.79 a month, and then if you stay over the 45 minutes, you're doubly charged.
Charged.
Yeah. Yes.
So you're on a subscription, so it'll be slightly less for you in terms of the rise
in charges. Possibly, it possibly will, yeah.
Does it make you reconsider your decision to buy an EV at all?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
No, I think we were still going to go down that route. You know, yeah. We're going to go down that route anyway.
How has it worked out in general for you? Are you happy?
Very
with
good.
That?
Yeah. Yes, we are. Yeah, very yeah. happy with it, yes.
So the network is the thing. If the network had improved...
Yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, in our area where we're from at home, like, there's only two fast ones in Wexford, around the Wexford town. Like, so it's obviously a bit of a hassle if you're trying to charge fast. We do it at home normally ourselves, but I'm actually going to go now short because I'm... And actually, but 35 minutes in.
What, 61%?
61%, yeah.
That's going to get you 169 kilometres,
yeah,
it's telling me.
I'm telling you.
And that has cost you roughly?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, give or take, probably about 10, 11 euro.
10, 11 euro.
Yeah.
And go back to when you had the old diesel or the petrol car.
Yeah. Oh, it would still cost me, to come up from Wexford, 40 euro.
Okay. But so you're saving significantly.
We are.
Still.
Definitely.
Even with the increases.
Even with the increase.
Thanks very much to Brian for going out and talking to those people for us. Like, they're saving money, but it sounds a bit stressful. Bob Flavin, motoring journalist, is with me in the studio. Does it sound stressful to you?
It does sound, when you listen to them talk about it, yeah, it sounds like a big stressy event to go out and try and get charged, because you think about the 45 minutes, you think about how much it's costing you, and it doesn't really tell you on the screen. Like, nothing happens on the screen to say it's costing you 65 cents for this charger or less. It all comes up in your app. So if you're not using the app, you're just using the card to open it with, you've no idea how much you're paying.
Mm-hmm. But you are saving money, and both those people who Brian spoke to said, look, the charges are going up, but I'm still not spending as much as I would be on petrol or diesel.
Certainly, you will still save money, but the gap that you're saving has closed considerably. There's three main players here. You've got Ionity, who is the most expensive chargers. They're 71 cents, I think it is, per kilowatt. You would very occasionally use them, maybe to complete a journey or to go a bit further. Then you have... ESB, which would be the big one. ESB e-cars would be the big one that has probably the most chargers. EasyGo is the third one. They'd be very close to one another how many chargers they have. But ESB would have the most amount of fast chargers. And I would count a fast charger being 50 kilowatts and above. But the problem is now, if you're using them very regularly, if you're not using them as occasional chargers, which is what they're designed for, occasionally charging at, if you're like that first taxi man, you use them all the time, the gap now has become very, very tight between it and, say, something like a small petrol car.
Mm-hmm. If you have a charger, though, at home, it's a different picture again, isn't it?
Yeah, you're totally in control of the price you're paying at home. It's worth really paying attention. If you're charging your electric car at home and you have a home charge point, which you should have a home charge point if you've got an electric car, then it changes the whole picture. You can save, it's about a third of the price of a diesel car to run if you're charging at home. But that very much depends on the rate and the night rates and the tariff and smart meters and those kind of complicated issues that people are having trouble with now, like smart meters.
Okay, so you've got to look at that. If you're thinking of getting an electric car and you're getting your charger in at home, what is the best time to plug that thing in, and the safest as well, we should say. Now, let's go back then to the public infrastructure, because that's a problem that a lot of people have. The charge points, there's not enough of them. They're often busy. They often don't work. And so that adds to the problems if you don't have a charger at home, but also if you're doing a long journey, Bob.
It's the long journey's the killer, really. I drove to Belfast yesterday and back again with the family in the car, and we purposely chose a diesel car just because I didn't want to have to stop. It's a very long drive. It's from Portlaoise to Belfast is 200 and something kilometres. Electric car would have made it, but is there a charger the other end? Is there somewhere I can plug into? And that's Northern Ireland. It's a different matter. It's actually free to charge in Northern Ireland for any ESB customer. So the problem is, well, there's no charge, no investment going into Northern Ireland either. So these long run drives are the biggest problem. And we do, being the Republic and Northern Ireland, we do cross that border quite regularly. But there's nothing north. There's not much out west. EasyGo are putting in the most amount of investment out west at the moment, which is not ESB at all. And ESB has been putting most of their investment into sort of main roads. So along the big plaza and all, they've all got chargers. But realistically, when you're out in Tralee, you don't need a big main road charger.
So you just weren't prepared to go there and take on that added stress on top of the drive yesterday?
No, two kids in the back of the car, wife in the front of the car. Just wasn't going to start pulling over into various charge points and hope that they're going to be working. The big problem is if they're not working, that's charger anxiety. It's a phrase I kind of invented about 2 years ago. You're anxious about a queue forming at the chargers. Now, this price increase will change those queues, because ESB were incredibly cheap up until this price increase. They were way below market level, and in actual fact, probably selling at a loss. they're electric. So are EasyGo at the moment. So EasyGo are now the cheapest. But I talked to EasyGo this morning and they said they're going to up the price very, very soon, that they just cannot afford to continue selling electricity at that price.
You see, this is all if you're using the public chargers. But if you're doing shorter journeys, you know, a commute, and you know how long you're going to be in your car every day, you're not going to need to charge that car when you're out and about. You have your charger at home. All of those problems then become non-existent, really, if you're that type of a driver.
They become what it should be, an occasional charge. If you're charging, if you have a good electric charge point at home and you're using it all the time, you may never, there's users out there who've had their car for 6 or 8 months and have never used the public network because they're just constantly using their own network at home. And in that respect, it's the first time in history we've been in control of our own fuel prices for our private transport. We've never had that before. We've always been subject to petrol and diesel prices.
Yeah,
but now you're at home doing it.
A lot of people, since the energy costs went up for all of us, are thinking about that problem as well. You know, that those prices that you're paying for your electricity supply at home are going up, and that's going to be a factor.
It's going to be a huge factor. If you're not replacing a car at home, so if you're adding, and I know a couple of friends of mine who had a diesel and petrol car, they've replaced the petrol car with an electric car, but they still have the diesel car. Mm-hmm. You're not really going to see all the big savings there because you're still fueling the diesel car and charging at home and charging in the public network. So you're doing a bit of both. The problem only becomes exacerbated by long distance travel. So the minute you want to leave home, and this is Ireland, does things in just in case. We're a just in case kind of country. So just in case I might need to go a bit further, I prefer to have a PHEV or a plug-in hybrid with a petrol engine attached to it, just in case I need to drive to Wexford. So it's
okay.
All down to
market. Let's see what people are saying about this. We have an email here. We purchased an electric car this week and there were no chargers available in the Lucan area in Dublin. They were all offline. My husband is a taxi driver. He needs a fast charger in order to work. We called the ESB and guess what? They don't know when they'll be fixed. A warning to all to get a home charger before picking up an electric car if you can afford it.
Yeah, it is. It's a big expense. Now, taxi drivers are heavily subsidised. They're encouraged massively to buy electric cars. But the problem is a taxi is like any commercial vehicle. It needs to be on the road to earn money. There's no point in leaving it sitting there charging for hours and hours and hours. When it's off duty, it's fine. But a lot of the taxis are never off duty. They run right until the evening. So they rely heavily on fast chargers to top them up throughout the day if they run short. And that's where the problems begin, because often cities are not well served by fast chargers because by its nature, city is all short journey. Mm-hmm. So there wouldn't be that many fast chargers usually.
And 45 minutes, that's the limit before you start getting fined.
Yeah, it's €8 after 45 minutes. Now you can still cheat. You can unplug, stop your session at 44 minutes and 59 seconds and then plug it back in and the 45 minutes starts again. Mm-hmm. So you can do 2 45 minutes. Obviously if there's a queue,
you're not supposed to do that. Although a listener says they've seen the same two cars parked charging all day in Dundrum in Dublin, but they may not be using the fast charger.
They may not be using that. Yeah, there's no 45 minute overstay.
Okay, now the ESB, Bob, has been in touch with us. They say ESB has invested €50 million over the past 10 years in establishing and operating the public charging network. They also say the ESB will be investing to double the size of the fast charging network nationally. The investments will provide sufficient charging capacity for the increasing volumes of EVs on Irish roads as we approach 2030. They say the most recent price increase, which is coming into effect on the 20th of December, is unavoidable due to the continued significant increases in the wholesale cost of electricity in Ireland and across Europe, and they say that they expect most people to continue doing a majority of their charging at home where it is the cheapest and most convenient to do so. Bob, thanks very much for coming in. Bob Flavin there. We'll take a break.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.